Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 16, 1806. Deeper and deeper snow. There is no prettier sight than springtime in the Rockies, wildflowers blooming as the snowbanks recede. It is such a lovely scene that it has been set to music in the song "When It's Springtime in the Rockies." Captain Clark writes about the flowers and the expedition's progress.
Collected our horses early and set out at 7 a.m. Proceeded on up the creek through a glady, swampy bottom with grass and quamish. Crossed the creek to the east and proceeded on through most intolerable, bad fallen timber over a high mountain on which great quantity of snow is yet lying promiscuously through the thick wood, and many banks of snow is 4 feet deep. We nooned it, or dined, on a small creek in a small open valley, where we found some grass for our horses to eat, although surrounded by snow. No other convenient situation short of the glades on Hungry Creek, where we intended to encamp, as the last probable place at which we shall find a sufficient quantity of grass for many days. This morning, Winsor bursted the muzzle of his rifle. The dogtooth violet is just in bloom. Honeysuckle, huckleberry, and small species of white maple beginning to put forth their leaves, where they are clear of snow. After taking a hasty meal, we set out and continued our route through a thick wood much obstructed with fallen timber, and interrupted by many steep ravines and hills which were very high. The snow has increased in quantity so much that the great part of our route this evening was over the snow which has become sufficiently firm to bear our horses, otherwise it would have been impossible for us to proceed, as it lays in immense masses in some places 8 or 10 feet deep. We found much difficulty in finding the road, as it was so frequently covered with snow. We arrived early in the evening at the place I had killed and left the flesh of a horse for the party to my rear last September. I observed columbine, the bluebells, and the yellow flowering pea in bloom. There is an abundance of a species of angelicus in the mountains, much stronger to the taste and more highly scented than that species common to the United States. We came 15 miles today. Captain William Clark, June 16, 1806.
Three wildflowers that were no doubt present as the corps passed by, but not mentioned by the captains, were Spring Beauty, a small, low-growing white flower, the orchid Calypso bulbosa, commonly called fairy slipper, and the yellow arrowleaf balsam root. All of these bloomed just behind the receding snowbanks. The abundant angelicus mentioned was licorice root. It is highly scented, as noted. On June 17, as the going was tough on the horses, and they were apt to lose their footing or their packs because of the snow, the decision was made to return to some place where both food and an Indian guide could be found. The corps left their baggage and some other items on scaffolds and began a retrograde march, the first time they had to do such a thing. Monday, decisions.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.